This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. For those new to the class, we broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. We're available on YouTube. The Ron Gibson channel. Just type in USA Prepares. Thank you, Ron Gibson, for staying with us and being so loyal. And we certainly do appreciate you. And GCN, thank you for all that you do. Times are really, really serious, class. And if you need to go to some of our archives, just go to GCNLive.com, GCNLIVE.com, and you'll find USA Prepares. If you'd like to call us when we're live, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line provided by Global Star is 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418. While we are live, you can listen on your telephone. That's 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. Other than those times, you'll be listening to another broadcast on that listen line. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia, and welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I am, I'm just going to say it like it is. I am in panic mode, and I've heard a number of broadcasters say that you should not be in, you know, you should not be panicking. Well, I've got to tell you, anyone who is not panicking is not paying attention. This is the worst crisis of our lifetime. This is it. This is the big one. I am not changing my tune. I am not wavering. I'm not modifying my statements. I've been saying the same thing for months now. This is it. This is the real deal. I'm talking about the corona panic. Now you're starting to see the word panic being used in the mainstream media. We're talking about, what was that?
Oh, you just dropped out for a moment.
Oh, okay. The mainstream media is now using the word panic in their description because they're saying people are panicking, and rightfully so. Their lives are upended. Anyone who doesn't understand this is not paying attention. And I am short of patience. You can tell in my voice that I'm short of patience. Not with you, Gwyneth, not with Jason, not with GCN. I'm short of patience with other broadcasters who want to talk about what the reason for this is, you know, the political motivations and so forth. Be it as it may, you can die discussing who done it. And that's not where we should be. We should be at surviving this, surviving it. This is the sum of all of your preparedness. This is what this is for. And I mentioned to my family that I believe that my entire life was in preparation for this time to teach and to share. And all of these years, we're teaching people what to do, how to do it, and many were too busy or otherwise occupied to do it. This is it. I believe this is why I'm here. And so, as a result of that, I've decided, and by the way, I have become more of a dictator.
Are you there?
Yes, we're here. It's on your end, Gwyneth. It's not here. I've become more of a dictator than someone interested in democracy at this point. Now, I'm not talking about the United States government corporation. I'm talking about my family. I'm talking about, you know, having meetings and saying, look, we don't have a lot of time to discuss this, so I just, you know, we can discuss it, but we don't have time right now, so here's what we're going to be doing. That's how I'm behaving. And it's not all that pleasant. And I've talked with family members, and I'm not talking about, I'm talking about blood relatives. I don't think they get it. I don't think they realize how serious this is. And I think they think there's plenty of time to get through it, and I don't think there is. So, Gwyneth, let me read this. So here's what I'd like to do, class. If I'm going to modify the format of USA Prepares, and the format will be one of information dissemination. So if you have something that you have learned that you think those who want to prepare and survive this corona panic, if you have information that is viable, it's correct, and you got it from a reasonably accurate source, I'm not talking about speculation. I'm not talking about, you know, whodunit theories. I'm not interested in that. I am interested in what's happening where you are or what you've learned or your experiences that are absolutely bona fide. That's what we're interested in right now. So if you would like to share that information, you can give us a call, and we'll put you on the air immediately. I've got the call screen in front of me. And that number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. I was talking with Peggy Gawley. She's a USA Prepares instructor. When you hear what's happening to her, you won't believe it. And I've asked her to tell you firsthand. I could tell you, but I'd like her to do it. Joanne, USA Prepares instructor Joanne, was on the air with Gordon West. We're talking about ham radio. Here's what she said in her email to a few broadcasters, I believe. It says, good morning, gents, as in gentlemen. Reported by mainstream media this morning. Now, this is kind of like an all-points bulletin. Reported by mainstream media this morning. Corona in all 50 states. West Virginia reported their first confirmed case. Pennsylvania, 96 confirmed infections. New Jersey, 267 confirmed infections, 3 deaths. And Delaware, 16 confirmed cases. Police policy changes in Philadelphia. No arrest for violent crimes, but will be prosecuted. Courts closed until April 1st. Police taking reports over the phone rather than in person. Philadelphia set up a task force. In Philadelphia, there's a coronavirus task force setting up a response center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Task Force 1 of 28 groups FEMA can deploy to respond to disaster. Okay. Local Giant Supermarkets. Now, Giant is a brand of supermarket. That's a corporate name. Local Giant Supermarkets. First hour of operation for seniors 60 plus only. Mass Transit in Philadelphia area are cutting back on service to extensions, for example, to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So what that means is going farther out from the city, they're cutting back on their service. Delaware Turnpike is not taking cash or credit cards, only Easy Pass, meaning you will be billed via photo of your license plate to the registered owner if you take the Delaware Turnpike. Archdiocese in Philadelphia limiting the size of congregation for baptism and funerals. Some churches have suspended all services until further notice. Let's see. Boscov's. Boscov's, I remember when I lived on the East Coast, was a catalog store. You'd look at the catalog, you'd figure out what you wanted, you'd go into the store and you'd order it. Okay? And it wasn't like they had a lot of items. They might have one of each particular item. You could look at it, pick it up, put it back on the shelf and say, you know, that's the one I want. And they'd order it and you'd pick it up later. Boscov's department store closed. Let's see. Learned yesterday that Dinner's restaurant, privately owned in Pennsylvania, Bronx, Pennsylvania, is closed until further notice. To even discontinued carry-out option. Let's see. Okay, the key takeaways from Congresswoman, Delaware's Congresswoman Blunt. Rochester placed a call to Delaware residents to provide an update on coronavirus. There were over almost 14,000 on the call. Delaware's doctor for the CDC on call to provide details. The key takeaway, shelter in place, social distancing, stay at home, look for delivery options. Vaccine under development will take 1 year or longer to deliver to public. Let's see, I'm reading this. Okay. So in the national news, the question is, are the feds taking control of the money supply? There was a post on Facebook yesterday in the California area. Feds take control of food and trucking as grocers are unable to get food. My response is, God help us. Gwyneth?
That's pretty serious.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yes, it is. It's very serious, and that's from Joanne, USA Preparedness Instructor. Yeah,
can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Gwyneth. We got you.
Yeah, you keep dropping out.
Well, we're not dropping out. I think it's on your phone. What's happening in Australia?
Well, Qantas is slashing 90% of its flights. You know, that's our major national airline in this country. And probably, unless the government comes in and provides funding to keep it going, it's probably going to go broke by the end of May. And its subsidiary, which is its domestic subsidiary, which is Jetstar, they are cutting 60% of their flights. And, you know, that's most of the domestic air travel in Australia. And, you know, the vast majority of the international air travel is just being shut down. People are fighting in grocery stores in this country, in supermarkets. And it's got to the point, once again, where Woolworths supermarket in this country has once again decided it's going to open an hour earlier, and the only people who are allowed to shop in that early hour are old age pensioners and disabled people, because it's so bad. As soon as they have a load of food or whatever comes in on the trucks, they put it on the shelves, and the people are like locusts. They just strip the shelves of staples, toilet paper, anything that they think they need in that shop is just gone within minutes, because people are just, you know, they're just grabbing anything. They really are panicking at this point. And, you know, it's really funny because I was in Big W about 3 weeks ago, and I said to the chair, I was doing my buying up at that stage, you know, 3, 4, and 5 weeks ago, filling my cupboards at that stage, and I said, you know, I had my trolley loaded with staples and all sorts of stuff, and I said to the lady at the checkout, I said, is there anybody else stocking up on staples? And she said, no, not even one. And I said, well, I got the impression that she thought I must have been a bit crazy. I don't think she thinks I'm crazy anymore.
Okay, hold that thought. Gwyneth and I will be right back.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S.
Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I'm speechless. You know, what I'm witnessing is unbelievable. I'm witnessing the GDP at their absolute finest. I'm witnessing people who absolutely refuse to pay attention. I can't believe it. I'm witnessing people saying, you know what, I'm just going to live my life. The carelessness, the recklessness, the me first of these times is just beyond belief. I was thinking about the first Great Depression and how people were lined up in their suits and they had their, literally their suits, you know, church and funeral suits, and they were lined up at the soup lines on the sidewalk to eat, and nobody pushed and cut in line. Everybody was respectful, and that's not where we are today, and I want you all to be prepared for exactly that. Let's try this and see if it works. We've got Gwyneth on with us, David in Illinois. David, welcome.
How you doing, Vincent?
It's working great. Okay, I was just talking with Jason, and we were having a problem with taking calls this way, but yes. Go ahead, David.
I had some things I was going to mention. I hope you don't mind that I'm mentioning. Now, I just tried to put in a ride to go to Aldi's tomorrow morning, and I just got notified that our services, travel services, may be shut down at any minute.
David,
yes.
This is exactly the kind of information that I was talking about when I said I was going to modifying our format for updates like what you just said. Please continue.
We did go out yesterday. We went to the Chinese outlet I wanted to see, because I heard there was reports that they were going to ban ammo sales. As of yesterday, they weren't, so I cleared out 22 mags, 308 stuff that I use. I don't know what it's, going to happen with that. But I did, one thing I noticed that I was surprised at the stores, at the Chinese outlet, they had a lot of canned goods. All the alcohol was gone. All the cheap, little quick, packet noodle thing, products like that were gone. And I'm like, why? None of the fruit, none of the vegetables, none of the canned goods. And I'm like, do these people realize what they're doing? But you're going to chain and house everybody and you're letting them buy and clear out the alcohol?
There's only one good use for alcohol that I can think of. And that is as a disinfectant, and that's also to make a tincture. Okay, and I'm talking about, vodka, 80 proof or so. Anything else? We've got Peggy in Missouri on hold.
The only other thing I was going to say is we have young people that are purposely out there trying to get sick, and they think it's a joke. And you have Iran, they won't talk, and people think this is a joke. And the satellite reports came out, they're digging mass graves. So this is serious.
Yes. Yeah.
This is serious. So I'll let you get on with your other individual calling. So,
David, thank you very much, and may God help us. I'm serious.
It can get bad. I mean, we have plenty, but I'm taking every opportunity to get more. Yeah.
David, one last thing. This is my opinion, that when this is over, maybe even before it's over, people who have lost their mothers, their fathers, their sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, people they're close to, grandparents, when they are killed by reckless behavior of others, and let's say the reckless behavior of those people survive, but they infect family members, I believe that there will be violence inflicted on them. I believe it's going to happen. Yes.
Can I make one other comment really quick? Now,
sure.
We have a lot of people in China, these children in Asian countries are doing fine. Our youth is not healthy. And they came out and said, look, there's young people with no conditions that are in intensive care. Most of our youth are not healthy.
Right, and they say that it can't be transmitted from mother to child, and that's not true either, because a newborn had it. David, thank you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is reportedly going to assess his campaign after losing to Joe Biden in yesterday's primaries. The Sanders campaign releasing a statement that says, with the next primary contest at least 3 weeks away, Sanders is, quote, going to be having conversations with supporters to assess his campaign. That after Biden enjoyed wins in Arizona, Florida, and Illinois yesterday, after which he did appeal to Bernie Sanders' backers.
I hear you. I know what's at stake. I know what we have to do. Our goal as a campaign, and my goal as a candidate for president, is to unify this party and then to unify the nation.
Federal officials say coronavirus has officially spread across the United States, West Virginia becoming the 50th state to report a case of it yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This can be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia, and we've got some breaking information. Peggy Gall is going to be with us in just a few seconds. Yesterday, this is moving fast, class. Yesterday, the president said that we would keep the border open between the United States and Canada. This morning, it's closed. This is moving very fast. You can't believe anything that you hear for long-term decision-making. You can't. Peggy Gawley, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth Isaacs and me. What's happening? Peggy, are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. It cut out. Hi. Well, I'm bunkered down in my apartment. You know, it's been... we recently had a very serious thing happen here in Springfield, Missouri. I don't know if you talked about it at all, but a police officer was shot and killed, and it happened Sunday night. It was all over the news. I am under lockdown as of Monday at noon, but Monday morning, leaving my apartment, I saw two police officers. Long story short, the building in which I live, the shooter just happened to live a couple doors down from me. And so this has been, I'm going through a little bit of PTSD after this, but Vincent, you have taught me for the last few years how important it is to prepare for things. And if it wouldn't have been for some of your key points that you've told me, I wouldn't be able to be locked down like I am now. And do I feel safe? No. But I am not going anywhere. I'm not answering the door. I'm on a third floor apartment. There's four flights of stairs. So it's, you know, it's scary. As a Medicare advisor, I'm concerned about seniors right now. Seniors need to stay at home for sure. I know President Trump is providing telehealth where you can call in from home. And I'm not trying to talk about Medicare today. I want to talk about what we talked about the last couple of days, try to protect yourself. People are not paying attention, and they think this is, you know, it's especially the younger people. It's not serious. And every single person that stays home can save thousands of lives. That's the way I look at it. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There was a family in St. Louis, and one of the children came back from abroad, infected the family. The whole family was diagnosed as having coronavirus. They self-quarantined. They stayed at home. Everything was good until the father-daughter dance. And the father and daughter, the other daughter, decided to go to the dance, and they, in turn, infected 1,000 people. Now, those 1,000 people have probably infected 5 or 10,000 more people. Now, that hasn't made the news yet, but I'm pretty sure it will. So what's happening is the carelessness
and the
recklessness.
That's tragic.
It is. Well, Gwyneth,
it could have probably been avoided.
Absolutely. Because of the selfishness, the me first, the I want it now mentality of these stupid people. And when I talk about the GDP, this is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the generally dumb public. And those bozos are going to get a lot of the rest of us killed. And I resent it. And I'm furious about it. And I'm telling you that in the future, Lucille is going to come out and take care of business. And I'm not advocating it. I just know it's going to happen. You're going to find people who have been reckless with their lives and have infected and gotten other people killed. The family members that are surviving will probably beat the tar and life out of those careless, reckless people. How would you like it if one of your family members was infected by a stupid neighbor? In fact, one of your stupid neighbors, Peggy, got four people killed. And the shots were fired in Springfield, Missouri, across the street from Dr. Sheely's office, and shots went through his windows and his clinic. Literally. No exaggeration. Literally.
No, you cannot trust anyone. I mean, you know, I'm a very trusting person. I always have been. But as we've said, you really have to... I mean, this particular person, I actually encountered him, not recently, but he lived a few doors down. And so you really have to be circumspect because, you know, as people start losing the ability, well, we're locked down. People are going to get anxious, and they're going to start. I just think it's going to escalate to where people are going to have a lot of mental issues and stress. And like that particular guy, the shooter, he just had a speeding ticket. What prompted him to go out and just start shooting people? You know, it was just a simple speeding ticket. People need to just stay home. And, you know, the restaurants, they're saying drive-thrus are okay. They're not okay. It's not okay to get out and do anything.
Okay, so going to the restaurant is not okay because people who work at restaurants, you don't know where they've been. You don't know what they've done. You don't know the partying they've done. You just don't know. So the food is suspect. So, Glass, no restaurants. No takeout. No deliveries. No taxi cabs. No Uber. You have to stay home. It's as simple as that. You have to stay home. And as far as this one guy who used to be your neighbor, he got a speeding ticket. And because of that, he and four others are dead. This is Monday. He and four others are dead. The clerk at the store, I believe, at the gas station, you know, the stop and rob place, it's called Come and Go. Affectionately in Missouri, we call those places stop and robs because they,
yeah.
You stop there and you overpay for, you know, a soda or something like that. So an employee was killed, two customers were killed, a cop was killed, and this guy was killed.
By the way, this is so close to home for me because both the police officer and the Come and Go employee went to the same high school I did. Same high school.
We're gonna find more and more of these close relationships because it's as simple as this. So USA Prepares, our family, our extended USA Prepares family. You're in it. Norm's in it. Gwyneth's in it. You know, John Reagan, a whole bunch of us. So just. There are two who were involved in this thing that happened, this shootout with the police. And we're going to find that more and more of us are involved. Peggy, I want to thank you for calling in. Is there anything else you want to share with us?
I just want to share that if you're over, especially I care so much about my seniors, if you're, you know, over 55, 60, and you have any underlying health issues, I want to just mention quickly, if you have prescriptions that you need to take, call your drug plan and get a 90-day supply. Even if they tell you you can only have a 30-day supply, I think with things that are going on right now, I think that there's a lot of, as we know, Vincent, things are changing every day. My concern is, you know, people need their medicines because we know that can happen too. We've talked about that. So I appreciate you letting me share today. This is so close to home for me, and so I just encourage everyone to, you know, listen to what Vincent has. I'm going to be tuning in, you know, all the time because every day things are changing, and we need to really pay attention to what Vincent has to share because it's so beneficial, and I appreciate you very much.
Peggy Gawley, thank you. Peggy Gawley is a USA Prepares instructor, and she talks about Medicare insurance and how to get the right insurance without wasting money. Peggy, thanks for being with us.
God bless you all. Thank you.
God bless you. Gwyneth, there you have it. So there was a shooting just in Springfield, and five are dead. And Class, one takeaway from this is this may happen to your village. You know, people are losing their patience, they're losing their tempers, they're losing their jobs, they're broke, they're hungry, their wives and spouses and husbands and family, are, you know, tempers are flaring. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Now, this is the social aspect of the corona panic. That's what we're talking about. Gwyneth?
Yeah, I would definitely agree. Gerald Celente, he says, when people have nothing left to lose, then they lose it. And Winston Churchill said, people with full stomachs don't riot. And I think there's going to be a lot of empty stomachs out there. And the thing is that, you know, back in the 1950s and 1960s, people actually had respect for the police. I actually thought the policemen were kind of good guys, but I don't have that sort of respect anymore. And I think that in this corona panic, there's a lot of people who are going to be thinking, well, I'll probably die soon anyway, so, you know, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go out and I'm not advising this, by the way. I can just see this psychically happening, okay, that they're going to say to themselves, I'm going to go out and take a few members of the blue team out with me because I know that I have this deadly virus. I don't know, maybe they'll just circulate with them. You know, go out and, you know, shake their hand. Or something. Oh, my gosh. The reason why I'm laughing is I can see this coming from so far away. You know, I have been speaking about this for the last 6 or 7 weeks, haven't I, Vincent?
It's just, yes, we have.
Why can't... I'm actually glad that people are now starting to see it. Mm-hmm. But what I'm seeing coming next is truly apocalyptic. It really is. And I know that I wrote in the email to you earlier... But, you know, when this is all over, we're not going to be back in the 1700s or 1800s. We're not even going to be back in the Stone Age. We're going to have a new era of history, which is going to be something like a Mad Max world. And that Mad Max world is going to last for about the next 10 years, okay? The next 2 or 3 years are going to be particularly nasty because people don't know how to do anything anymore. They don't know how... I mean, people literally do not know how to tie their own shoelaces anymore. You go out to a shoe shop and there's actually shoes in the shoe shop with elasticated laces for people who don't know how to tie shoelaces. I don't know if you've seen them, Vincent. But for me,
I have.
That's astounding.
These look like sneakers with shoelaces all tied up, but they're elastic shoelaces. And all you do is you slip these on. They're not sneakers. They're slippers that look like sneakers. They are for the GDP. Heck, you don't even have to learn how to tie your shoes. I learned how to tie my shoes when I was pretty young, and I still know how to do it. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I've issued some homework assignments over the years, and they are the 1975 Survivors series on BBC, Survivors, S-U-R-V-I-V-O-R-S, Jericho, the series, The Walking Dead, the series, and Fear the Walking Dead, the series. Those are four series that would really have helped your chance for survival had you watched them. If you have watched them.
And The Stand.
And The Stand. That's correct.
Yep.
Had you watched them, you would be in a better position to go forward. I am not kidding. I was getting fuel in the last couple of weeks in a metal tank. You know, you can, they used to make gas cans out of shaped steel. And that's the way, gas cans in the 1950s and 1960s and before were all made out of steel, galvanized steel, and they had, you know, screw-on caps. And that's before we learned that plastic was so cheap. Well, we have some old things here, and I was putting some fuel in a steel tank, steel container. And there's fumes coming out from this. And I saw a perfect example, the billboard poster girl for the GDP. She comes out of the, or came out of the gas station, and she's got her pocketbook, she's got her cell phone, she's chatting idle, stupid chat. And I looked, and I thought, I know what this gal's going to do. She's going to go into her pocketbook, she's going to put down her cell phone, she's going to pull out a pack of cigarettes, and she's going to light up right here.
Yeah,
that's what she did. So I saw this happening, and we're putting fuel in one of these cans. And I said, you're not going to light that up, are you? She flicks her lighter, lights it up, and I said, there's a sign right there, right in front of you that says no smoking. She's an employee of this place. She lights it up.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not. And she didn't give me the finger, but she just might as well have. And she said, I'm leaving. So it's, I'm going to light up. I'm going to do what I want. I don't care about anything. You know, I'm important. That's the insanity that I'm talking about. That's where we are.
You know something? If I was the owner of that gas station, I would sack her immediately for doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because her carelessness could have blown up the whole gas station.
This gal was about, 10 to 15 feet away at the most.
That's
and
not
this
far.
Gal, this was shift change for the GDP. That's what this was, shift change. So she was leaving her shift. So you can't tell me that the gas pumps right outside the front door of the Stop and Rob, she hasn't seen a sign that says no smoking. Everybody knows no smoking around gasoline. Everybody knows it. But this is like flagrant disregard for protocol, and that's where we are headed. We're in it. The me firsters, the people who will cut you off, the people who will push you out of the way, because they deserve in their own minds to do whatever they want to do. I'm telling you, class, you're going to find out that as we continue this lockdown, those young people who are in your family are going to go ballistic. They're going to be out of control because they are going to be locked down and they're not going to be able to do what they want to do when they want to do it because they want to do it. They're going to go ballistic. And I don't know how to fix this. I don't know how to fix stupid. I don't know how to fix the years and years and years of programming by the public training camps that have told your children that if you have a problem and there's some escalated voices in your house, make sure you call 911 and get the police over there. So if mommy and daddy are having an argument, make sure you call the police. That's what your children have been told. And that's going to make it worse. Because somebody in the family is probably making some kind of sense. And the other member of the family probably isn't understanding it. And that's why voices are escalated. This is the sum of all of our fears right here, right now. And there is a... This is speculation on my part, but I believe, and I've mentioned it to a number of our instructors on private conversations, I do not want to cause a panic. This is speculation. I believe that there will be travel restrictions, and I believe that there will be restrictions for fuel. I believe that's coming, because the people who run the refineries, they're going to get sick. And they're not going to be able to go there. So those key people, those older people who know how to do things, they're going to get sick. And when they don't show up for work, the young people are going to go, I don't know, Charlie used to tell us what to do. I don't know what to do. That's what's going to happen. The truck drivers are going to get sick. The people who operate the terminals are going to get sick. The people who make the additives for the fuel are going to get sick. I believe that fuel is going to be dear, meaning in short supply. I believe it's coming. But that's just my thoughts. Do what you want with that information.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.